Why do you love me? Why do you need me? Always and forever. We met in a chat room. Now our love can fully bloom. Sure, the World Wide Web is great. Yes, I love technology, but not as much as you see. But I still love technology, always and forever. Our love is like a flock of doves, flying up to heaven above.
Okay, that's enough of that.
You gotta turn the music back up, remember.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So why did I have to play this song again?
Well, because we got a list.
Oh, we got a list.
Yeah,
Faith loves list.
Seriously.
Saw her rolling down the freeway with a rag top down. I got a shuffle on the radio with Brad Bass. I got two blind squirrels in the morning. Two blind squirrels at night. Oh, yeah. Two blind squirrels in the morning. Radio on demand. It's all right.
All right. Today we have a list.
Yep. Geek Dad rates 10 geeky movies that should have been great but weren't.
Uh-oh.
Two blind squirrels in the morning, people radio on demand, it's all right.
Geeky movies that should have been good but weren't.
We're going to need your suggestions.
My suggestions?
After this. No, I'll get yours now, but... We want listeners to call in and tell us geeky movies that they should. I mean, we really wanted them to be good, but they just weren't.
Highlander 2.
Oh, is that yours?
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought of Star Trek.
Or Highlander 3.
Which one was it? Star Trek?
Or Highlander 4. 4.
Was Star Trek 4 the one where they came to Earth?
What?
Star Trek 4, the one where they came to Earth?
Like that one was good.
That was all...
Voyage Home. That was the best Star Trek movie of the whole bunch.
Really?
Yeah. Hello. They came back and got, like, whales and stuff.
Yeah.
It was great.
It was lame.
Save the whales and all that.
Lame.
Why speak whale?
You don't do it good. You don't do
don't
that
do
good.
Don't do it. Don't do it. What else? So what's on his list?
I'm not going to do it. But don't do it because you don't do it well.
I did it just fine.
No, you do not.
Don't make me do opera. I will.
So the Geek Dad says his 10 movies that should have been great but weren't. Number one, Mummy 3, which has just come out.
I haven't seen that, so you can't put it on the list.
He can put whatever he wants on the list, not your list. He says the biggest thing that makes it lame, other than that, the script is terrible and the plot is terrible, is that he's like 12 years older than his son in the movie in real life, and he looks exact same age as he did in the last movie, which is supposed to be like 25 years earlier. So they didn't age him at all. This is ridiculous. So,
okay.
And it was supposed to be this really great, Mummy, they were great movies.
Why you gotta put his son in there at all? Just leave Brendan Fraser fighting
and
the mummy.
And his wife, what happened? His wife's not in it. She's not even there. What happened? I love her.
She had better things to do.
Yeah. And number two was AI. Do you remember that?
AI.
Yeah.
I never saw that either.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I never saw that one. That was the one that was about a little boy who was a robot or something. I don't know.
Artificial intelligence.
Yeah, that's what it stood for.
Yeah.
Never saw it.
I don't think I saw that either.
Don't know. Yeah. Go ahead.
Number three, which we did see. Sky Captain and the World of Tomorrow.
Now, wait just a cotton-picking minute here.
Yeah, I was sitting in there thinking, is this movie ever going to get over?
Really?
Oh, yawn. The only good thing was that the costumes were great because it took place in the 40s. So I was like, what's she going to wear next? But it was futuristic 40s. What is Paltrow going to wear next?
But it was futuristic 40s.
Yeah, it was dumb.
It was
plot
campy.
It was dumb.
It wasn't dumb.
It was dumb. Could have been great.
It was stylistic.
Nope.
What's her name was in that movie, too?
Gwyneth Paltrow.
No. The other one.
What other one?
The one with all the kids married to Brad Pitt now.
Angelina Jolie?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She looked really good in that movie.
So did Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah, not so much. It's all right. Whatever.
Okay.
But this movie itself, on the big screen, you had to see it on the big screen. screen was good.
Lame.
It was very, it just sucked you into this other world.
Lame.
We're gonna
lame.
We're gonna have to agree to disagree.
Number four, Time Machine, which I have not seen.
I don't know which one he's talking about.
I don't know what that is.
There's like five different movies called Time Machine.
Number five, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Now wait just a cotton picking minute. That was good.
But it wasn't great.
Well, okay. Movies that should have been great but weren't. It was pretty good.
It was kind of creepy.
It was better than the original.
But it was better than the original. I will give him that.
It was supposed to be kind of creepy.
Yeah, but a children's movie shouldn't be creepy.
And what's his name who did the character? He's a genius.
Yeah. Johnny Depp.
Man, that dude is like plastic or something.
How could he come from...
He could like pour himself into 21, any mold he wants to.
I was so in love with him in 21 Jump Street. I had the poster.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Loved him. Loved that show.
Never saw it.
You never saw 21 Jump Street? What is the matter with you?
Nope.
That was like one of the first Fox... It was on Fox or one of those weird new... Remember when the first like Fox came around? I'm like, a new network? We haven't had a new network in 50 years! What are we going to do?
Was it sci-fi?
No, it was a cop show.
Was it a comedy?
It was a cop show.
Wait. I'm going to start over. Was it a sci-fi?
No.
Was it funny?
Somewhat.
Was it a comedy?
Well, dramedy. I mean, it wasn't. No, it was mostly a drama.
Was it a sport?
You love cop shows, Mr. Spencer for Hire and Hardcastle McCormick. Okay, and
that was when I was 12.
What was Pierce Brosnan? What was that one?
Remington Steele.
Remington Steele.
Simon and Simon.
Magna P.I. See? You loved them.
I even watched Kathleen Lacey.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
So why
that
would
was,
you?
But that was
21
all.
21 Jump Street was way better than all those because it was cool. All, it was cool was guys. It was cool people.
I never
cool
saw
kids
it.
That were cops.
I never saw it. Sorry.
Number six.
Yes.
Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, the new one.
Here's the problem.
I heard that it didn't do.
Here's the problem. They did a very good job with it. Okay. Look, they did an excellent job with it. The problem was. That is an 18-hour movie, okay? They tried to fit into an hour and a half. You can't do Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy in an hour and a half.
Hmm.
You can't do it.
Okay, well, that's why it wasn't great then.
The book is that thick.
Did you read it?
No.
No, because you'd still be reading it.
That's right. But I did see the original... You know, BBC deal where they did the entire movie.
Yeah. Did you ever watch the whole thing?
Yes.
You did. See, this is what shocks me about you. You will watch 6,000 hours of a show.
Yes.
But you can't read a book.
Well.
And you have the attention span of a flea. How on earth did you sit through all of that?
Well, you know, I was doing other stuff at the same time. I mean, I was probably listening to music and drawing.
Okay.
Back then, I mean, that was a while back when I watched that. I rented them from one of our local video. Back when there used to be video stores everywhere.
Yeah, and you could actually rent
before Blockbuster took everything over.
When you rent the video machine and carried it home in a case.
Well, I never did that, but yes, back when you could do that, and. I rented them and they, you know, you could rent them one at a time and there was like three or four or five episodes on one and I did that and I watched them for like 2 weeks. That's all I did was watch those shows. I didn't have television then. Didn't have any cable.
Hmm. Okay, number seven, League of Extraordinary Gentlemen with Sean Connery.
How could that possibly... This does not belong on the list, but for a different reason. Why should it have been great?
Well, apparently they thought it was supposed to be.
Sean Connery has, great actor,
mm-hmm.
but he has the ability to pick movies
mm-hmm.
about, like, I have the ability to pick Keys to Sing In, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he just doesn't understand a good movie from a bad movie, like, for reading
like
the script.
It's like hit or miss with him, you know? You never know. Sometimes he'll get
it
right.
So you've got Sean Connery playing a lead who's like, supposed to be going around and getting, like, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde and vampires and stuff to go do something. No, it sounded like a bad idea from the beginning, and it turned out to be quite a bad idea for a movie.
Hmm. All right, there you have it. Eric the Viking.
Never saw it.
I didn't either. Oh, you're not going to like this. Number 9 is Matrix 2 and 3. The write-up was that when first movies do so well and they have such an extraordinary plot and storyline and it's so deep and awesome as Matrix was.
Yes.
And then the writers and the producers are given ukus of money to just spend all they want and write the, you know, they can make, you can make as many more movies as you want. And it all went downhill from there, he said.
If you understood what they were doing in the spiritual context, I mean, they were following a spiritual line of reasoning within Christianity, and if, or, you know, within, you know, how do I put all this? They had a theme.
Yeah, they were just,
and
following
it was a spiritual Christian myth, kind of a myth.
It wasn't really Christian, but it was that.
Yeah, it was. Well, it was.
They were following that. I mean, it had mixed other stuff in it too. It wasn't just
but
pure
the Christianity. The first one was pure Christianity. But there was all these other things that got involved in it, but it was still a line of Christian thought or Christian theology.
Okay.
You know, like one kind of version of it. And if you followed what they were doing, they stuck it through and they did a good job.
Well, I didn't mind the second and third one. They weren't as good.
I admit that the second and third one were not as good because they were harder to follow. But I don't know how they could have done it any better.
No.
The graphics were awesome. The principles were there.
Those two movies were movies that you had to have a brain to watch.
To enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The first one you could have enjoyed just for the sheer action-packedness of it.
You didn't really have to know everything was going on.
Right. But the second and third one,
if you
would
didn't
have made
know
no
the storyline, you didn't have a clue.
Yeah. That would have made no sense without the theological aspects of it.
Okay.
It's like, just that, I mean, that's the genius of Lord of the Rings. You can watch Lord of the Rings and not have a clue what it's talking about and still love it.
Yeah.
All three of them.
Every stinking second of it.
Which is why it is the number one. We got to do that one day. We got to do the top five, bottom five. Have we already done that?
What?
I don't think we've done that. The top five, bottom five series, movie trilogies.
I don't think so. Uh-uh.
That's why that's my number one. I'll tell you right now.
I know, because you just watched it again on the way to Wisconsin.
Yes. I haven't watched the last
Sadly,
one.
Sadly, while
have
he
the
was
last
driving.
One. Adam helped me.
Yeah. 16-year-old and Brad watching a movie while he's driving. At night, mind you.
I didn't watch the movie
so much as
just listen to it.
The reason we are still alive is somewhat surprising to me.
God looked out after us.
Uh-huh.
I just listened to it.
Brad's really stupid today. You better send some extra angels.
Okay, so what's number 10?
Waterworld.
Again, I don't understand why this is on the list, because why should it have been great?
Because it was. I remember when it came out, it was touted was going to be this. I mean, it was Kevin Costner. He was coming off of Dances with Wolves. He was like, he could do no wrong.
It was pretty good, though.
And then, but it was as great as I thought it was going to be.
No.
And it.
Well, I didn't have any high expectations of it, though. I mean, it was a world of water.
And it was the most expensive movie
that
ever
was kinda,
made to
know,
the time, and that was
that,
part of it.
I read that, and I was like, why was that so expensive? You film it on the ocean, it's...
Because you know how expensive it is to film stuff out there? You got to drag all that stuff out there.
Still, I don't understand why it was that
expensive.
The thing I liked about that movie was Kevin Costner. I think he gets a bad rap because he did an excellent job of acting in that movie. He played sort of a bad guy, a very selfish person. He didn't play the Kevin Costner role. I mean, he didn't play that we love this character.
Mm-hmm. But you didn't love him in The Postman either, did you?
I liked the movie The Postman of all the Kevin Costner movies. I thought that was one of the better ones. That one and the Western he did with Robert De Niro. No, one we did with Robert De Niro.
That wasn't him.
The Unforgiven or what was that movie called? Open Range.
Wyatt Earp he did.
Open Range.
He did Wyatt Earp
He also
too.
Did Wyatt Earp. Which
oh,
also
Open
excellent.
Range was good.
Was that him? Did he do that?
Yeah.
Was Robert De Niro?
I think so.
Oh, I forgot about Wyatt Earp. That's another great Kevin Costner film. Okay, but still, he's a good actor. Mm-hmm. And I think he gets a bad rap because he makes all these epics and these stuff.
Well, that's the thing, you know, because Dances with Wolves was amazing.
Over the top.
Oh, I loved it.
Yeah.
Loved it.
It had that woman appeal to it.
Yeah. My mom and I saw it. My mom and I saw it in the theater twice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Faye's Indian name is Sits with Fritos, just so you know.
And then stands with fists. That's all they got. So add your movies that should have been great but weren't. Geek movies now.
These have to be geek movies.
Yeah, geek should have been movies. Great. Should have been great but weren't. Okay. You know, this is not just any old movie.
Right. Hold on. So, okay, so I got my list.
Okay.
Okay. Thought through it very hard.
All right.
And I'm going to start, I'm going to go way back.
Okay. Okay.
Way back when I was like 12. Okay.
12, that's a long time ago.
13, 14 years old. I don't even remember now, but it was at the theater downtown in Sulphur Springs when we still had one. Before it was a parking lot for the bank. And I went and saw a movie that I was so excited about.
Uh-huh.
Buck Rogers.
Yeah. I don't know. I've never saw it.
Buck Rogers.
Was it supposed to be very exciting?
In the 21st century. Yeah. It was going to be, you know, this was like Star Wars and Battlestar Galactica. And they were going to make a movie. Buck Rogers is all going to be about this time, you know, futuristic science fi kind of movie.
Yeah, not so good.
Lame. It was so lame. I mean, I was 12 and knew it was lame. You know? I was like, this is horrible. Now, the TV show that came out after that.
Pretty good.
No, not really. But I watched it.
Again, you were 12.
But it was
and you watched Cagney and Lacey.
But it was a TV show. You know, you were kind of expecting lame-o. When you went to the movie, you were expecting.
You know. I didn't expect lame-o when I watched TV. I wanted good quality television like Dallas and Knott's Landing.
The second big one, and these are all, you know what? Most of these are from a long time ago because I think he covered more of the modern ones.
Yeah.
But this one is Star Trek Generations, the first one with the new captain on it.
Where they tried to bridge the gap and the two of them were on that hill, remember? And they had to climb to each other. And
yes.
Yeah.
And it was all so you're like, okay, I see what you're doing. Okay, I see what you're doing. Okay, get on with it. We have some plot with this?
It drug it out is all. They should have, they just took whatever it was they were trying to do there, like to pull the two together, and it took the entire movie.
And the Nexus and all that. It's just like, okay. Well, that movie was... I'm not saying you didn't need to go see it.
Yeah, it was
part of the story.
Part of the storyline, yes.
But it could have been great.
Oh, yeah.
And wasn't.
Right.
Okay. The next movie that... This is probably the... Well, no, let's go here first. The next movie that could have been great but wasn't was the third Mad Max movie.
With Tina Turner?
Yes.
Yeah.
Thunderdome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lame.
We don't need another hero. We don't need to find a way home.
Yeah. What?
I don't know. What is
making it up.
So, Tina Turner, not a great actress. Looked good.
Wasn't that?
I liked the chainmail. It was working for her.
Was that when they were like in that big stadium?
Yes.
It was
so corny. The whole city ran on pig poop. And you remember that?
Yeah.
I don't know. The second one, The Road Warrior, was, you know, I mean, it was post-apocalyptic and all that. And it kind of made sense. Everybody was fighting over the last amount of fuel. And there was this society that was kind of fake. But yet, you know, he was a cop. And it just had all these good elements to it. And this movie was just more like Clint Eastwood meets... Tina Turner in a sadistic battle to the death with a guy who lives on another guy's head. I mean, it was just really silly.
It was. Did Australia only do the first one?
I have no
idea. And then the United States did the last two.
You know they're trying to make a fourth one?
They are. Is Mel Gibson going to do it?
They cannot kill Mel. That's why they haven't made it yet. Mel Gibson didn't want to do it.
Why not?
Because he didn't want to do it. Because the third one is like, well, because he's into making all kind of artsy movies now, you know?
Well, so these are
his
roots.
Have to. He's rich. He can do whatever he wants.
That's true. He doesn't have to do Mad Max anymore.
No, he doesn't have to.
When he was a poor schmuck.
So, anyway, so there's that. Okay, I'm going to go here and then I'll go there. I already touched on this one, and that's any Highlander after the first one.
Because there were a lot.
The Highlander itself was a great
Again, Sean movie. Connery.
It was Sean Connery, but he made the decision.
He made a good decision.
He made a bad decision to make number two.
In the first one, but then he kept going.
The first one was good because it was so original. Mm-hmm. The story was so original, something you'd never seen before, something mm-hmm. you couldn't, you know, it's like, oh, wow, you know, and there was, you know, there was, the, it was just, yeah, I mean, it doesn't hold up. If you watch it now, you're like, oh, you know.
That's not that good.
Wasn't as good, but, you know, at the time, it was so original and so fresh and so new and. And, you know, Queen, I think it was Queen that did the, was it Queen or Styx? It was Queen, I think, that did the soundtrack, you know, who wants to live forever, you know, and all mm-hmm. that. And it was just so dramatic and just, it was really neat. But then they kept making them.
They like, should have stopped.
After it became a cult classic, mm-hmm. you know.
They thought, ooh, there's lots of money here.
Yeah.
Beastmaster. That's when you should stop.
You know, Beastmaster was kind of that way. Beastmaster was kind of a, didn't do anything at the theater, but, you know, on video, it held up. It was okay. It was interesting to watch because mm-hmm. it had all these elements. And then they did the second one, Beastmaster 2, and you're like, really? You know?
Leave
but,
it alone.
But nobody expected that one to be good. But Highlander, everybody was excited. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, what are they going to do now? And they're all from another planet, and what? This doesn't make any sense. No, they lost all its mystery. Yeah. All the elements that made it good were just gone. So, now this one people are going to take me to task on, and I don't care. Dune. Dune could have been great, the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Dune, the movie, mm-hmm. could have been great because it was based on a great book. The problem I think Dune had
I've
the
tried
same
to
problem.
Watch Dune like 5 times because in my previous life, he really liked that movie, and I fell asleep.
I understand
five
liking,
different times during that movie.
I understand liking the book, right?
Mm-hmm.
I understand liking the book because the book was great. Okay, there was a whole series of them, and they were, you know, world otherworldly and all that, and they had a lot of good themes and all that. But the movie itself could have been great because it was based on a great book. But it had the same problem that Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy had, and that is they tried to fit. You know, 15 hours worth of story into an hour. And a, well, actually, the movie was like 2 hours and 15 minutes or something.
Yeah.
It was a pretty long movie. But it still was too short to actually do everything right. Mm-hmm. And they didn't have a very good vision. I mean, the hero of the movie came across.
I vaguely remember it. I just know I fell asleep
the actor, whoever he was who played the hero of the movie, came across very, very different than the book.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it just, not good. You know, not good.
Yeah, not as good as it could have been. And that's what we're talking about.
Exactly.
Movies that could have been great.
It could have been great.
But weren't.
But wasn't. Now, Dune did have a series, like a, for made for television. Yeah, it was made for television, like miniseries.
Missed that.
And everybody says that's really good, and I have yet to watch
it. Oh, wait, I do remember that.
Did you watch it?
Yeah,
was
I remember that. I think maybe he rented them, or I remember having to see those.
I might be interested in watching those because
I mean, I'll pick on him, but he did give me an appreciation for sci-fi and westerns and stuff like that.
Hey, westerns are
made me watch sci-fi movies. You know, it didn't make me watch them, but I watched them because, you know, I wanted to be nice. And I appreciated him and thus fell in love with Star Trek and fell in love with
Star Wars.
DS9. Uh-huh. I already love Star Wars, but DS9 and the Voyager and all those. Yes.
Well, there you go. Send us in. Don't send us complaints about the movies I picked because they were my picks. I can think that they
opinion.
Weren't great. Okay. Now, but feel free to send us your picks for movies you thought were going to be great and you got there and they wasn't.
They were...
You can send those suggestions to comments line 206-350-6956, or you can send them to me at comments@twoblindsquirrels.com.
Okay.
That's it.
That's all I got. It's Tuesday and it's over.
It's Tuesday and it's over. Abruptly. Okay.
That's it.
Vios con Dios, everybody. I'm going to work on some ending music like, you know, we used to have. It was really cool. Some outro kind of things. But so far, we're just wanting to tell everybody that the person who made you, the person who created the universe, loves you. Loves you enough to send his son to die for you. So love him back.